The images in this room refer to the origin. It cannot be otherwise. The departure from paradise, that room where everything literal is not separated from the moral, the allegorical, and the anagogical, but forms a perfect unity, results in the need to work the land and spin. Evil and pain become part of human life. Adam and Eve will earn their bread by the sweat of their brow, and Cain and Abel will inaugurate a world where fratricidal struggle will be commonplace. The brother, the one who shared my bread, is the first to betray me. A tempera painting from the parish of Santa Maria de Guimerá, Urgel, Lleida, currently preserved in the Museum of Vic, captures in two compartments the following Old Testament scenes. Above, Adam and Eve working in the sacrifice of Abel, and below, the passage of the Red Sea. The tapestry woven in wool and silk from the Cathedral of Burgos was woven in the Brussels workshop of the renowned weaver Jan Eertz, as revealed by the monogram placed on the selvedge around 1630 to 1635. It reproduces cartoons that the painter Michiel Coxey had made in the mid-16th century. The scene shows Cain about to strike his brother Abel with a jawbone. In the background, a female figure seems to demand divine punishment for the murderer. Like Cain, Judas will act. Not a single friend of Jesus can stay with him in his night of pain. On the contrary, betrayal is part of a world where the other is seen as a hostess. Judas Iscariot was portrayed by Juan Gurraya in the processional step of the Sacred Supper that he made in the mid-20th century for the Penitential and Sacramental Brotherhood of the Sacred Supper, usually located in the parish church of San Pedro Apostle in Valladolid. The artistic representation of the denounced apostle, carved just a year before the completion of the ensemble and exhibited individually on this occasion, allows us to observe more closely his unusual posture, presenting him in full repentance, reclining on himself and showing the spectator the price of his betrayal, while hiding his non-existent face. By express desire of the sculptor, the figure does not have it carved, as he indicated in an interview. What face should the one who betrayed the master have?